Is anybody taking like a four-peat? Are they taking like a four-peat banner?
I'm sure that they are. Somebody's probably made some. But I don't know. That don't want to count those chickens before they hatch, right?
So that's they're going to Des Moines, Iowa.
To Drake. Yeah, to the Drake track. Drake is, you know, very, very long history of track and field up
the
there.
The Drake so Relays.
Yeah, exactly. The Drake Relays, right.
Mm-hmm. How old is that stadium?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to their basketball court, but I've never been to their track stadium.
Only there was some way to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, they had to, they probably, you know, they probably used to run the 440 back then, right?
Yeah.
And they'd do the 100-yard dash back then.
Right, right, right.
Different than the way they
And I noticed both teams bussed up there yesterday, so they were on the bus for a while, you know, so. Mm-hmm. Or day before yesterday.
So that answers the question if winning three national championships doesn't get you an airplane, does it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And hadn't gotten them an outdoor track, and hadn't gotten them an airplane ride
yet.
Okay,
so. There you are. Yeah.
They're working on the outdoor track.
Are they? Okay. Yeah, they are. All right, so. A Reuters poll found that, did you look it up, Chase, or did you?
Yeah, it underwent significant in 2007. Yeah, original name, 1907.
Wow, that is a while.
1904, excuse me. 1904.
Wow. Yeah, so that's a while.
Golly.
Good time. Okay, so, you know, you guys do the Facebook thing, and we got more Facebook stories. It is amazing to me the amount of bad publicity, if you will, or at least not neutral publicity for Facebook in the last month. I mean, it's been really significant.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the IPO thing made all sorts of news in the financial markets. And I don't know, we talked about it a little bit on the air, but, you know, the reason that they have IPOs for most companies is so that they can get new capital so that they can expand. Well, that wasn't the case with Facebook. They got plenty of money. It's not like they needed that, you know. It's not like he's down to his last shekel, but the deal is what they wanted to do was give those people who had bought in early a chance to cash out, and so they did. And so, again, I don't know what Facebook is now, but it's sure not back up at $38. So they do that, and then we got this story here that a Reuters poll has found that four out of five Facebook users have never bought a single product because of a post or an ad on Facebook. The poll up.
Siri, what was Facebook's stock price?
Facebook didn't change at all yesterday. Still at $25.87.
Oh, my.
Mm. Yeah. So it's down $13.
Well, from what the,
from its opening. Yeah.
So the poll also found that a third of Facebook users are spending less time on it than
Siri,
they did
the
6 months ago.
Yeah,
because she's going, hey, where's the thanks?
Right. Yeah.
I'm working and slaving in here. So again, four out of five people.
Now we know what Siri would sound like if Scott had designed her.
Right. Hey! Yeah. What does Siri call you? Does Siri have a name for you?
Siri, what is my name?
You're Chase. That's what you told me. Anyway.
If you're going by a pseudonym, it's your fault.
That's right.
Obviously from the world of computer dating. Well, that's what you told me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's right or not. I don't know if it's the truth. Anyway.
Okay, so four out of five. And I take it that that's, I don't know, in the world of online advertising, I guess that's bad. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you tell me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, you know, look at it the other way. One out of five have bought something. And you talk about how many people are Facebook users.
Yeah. No.
I didn't know whether that's good, that's less than expected or what.
I would say that is below your anticipated return on investment. Yeah. Anyway, so you do that. And then they say that a third of the Facebook users are spending less time on it than they did 6 months ago. What about you boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Less time.
Uh-huh. For sure. Because they say it's boring, irrelevant, or useless. So.
Well, I only look for specific things on my Facebook, you
know. But I'm just
grandkid pictures and stuff like that.
But so, that's how you use the product.
Right.
That's how you use the product. And it doesn't matter what we're talking about. It's do they use it? Is it relevant? How do you use it? That's, you know.
Well, now, one thing that's interesting, at least for me, I don't know how it is for you, Chase, but a lot of people look at Facebook on their manual devices, their phones. Right?
Their mobile devices.
Their mobile devices.
Manual devices.
Well, manual. Their mobile devices.
Yeah.
Like their phones.
Where'd I put the crank for my iPhone? Dang!
Well, on my phone, when I bring up Facebook, there is no advertising on the telephone. Only on the computer screen advertising over on the right side. Yeah. But I don't even see a chance to go to advertising on the telephone. So
there you go.
I don't know. Do you see advertising on your telephone, Chase?
No.
Okay. So that's kind of strange. Yeah.
New York Post has put together a survey of the most hated people in U.S. America. The most hated people in U.S. America. I don't know when they took it, but this looks fairly recent.
Mm.
Here we go. Number 10.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton. Number 9, Tiger Woods. Number 8, boy, number 8 and 7 have been hanging on a while. Number 8 is Mel Gibson. Number 7 is O.J. Simpson.
Wow.
They've been there a while.
O.J.'s been on there nigh on to 20 years.
I was going to say, what's the guy got to do to get off that list? This again is...
Not allegedly kill your wife.
No, that'd be a good
thing. How about starting there?
Yeah. Again, this is from the New York Post, a survey of the most hated people in America. Number six is John Edwards. Number 5, hanging on again, Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's the poster boy, I guess. Number 4 is Bernie Madoff. Some people for more strong reasons than others.
Exactly.
Number 3, Jerry Sandusky. Number 2, Kim Kardashian.
We were discussing this yesterday on Candy.
This list?
And that the only reason that Kim Kardashian is on there is that regardless of what you think of her, you can call her a no-talent hack. She has taken whatever it is that she has, and we could discuss that all day long.
Certainly.
And she has marketed herself to the absolute hilt.
Yeah.
And for that, it's really hard to falter. I think the fact that she's number 2 on there for most hated is she is the epitome of haters going to hate. I mean, because people are going to find a reason to not like her.
Well, and again, if you don't want to be exposed to her, then you just don't.
Right.
I mean, that's fine. Just don't. And Paris
but any
Hilton.
List, any list that has people hating Kim Kardashian more than Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Pretty strange.
John Edwards.
Yeah, John Edwards, right. Yeah.
But that's the way that Paris Hilton was, and Kardashian has just taken it to another level. And number 1 on the list, Casey Anthony. I guess, again, not necessarily. Again, that was a very emotional situation. A lot of people don't feel like justice was done, and so as a result. Now, to take us now from that absurdity to the absurdity of we needed one more reality show, okay?
I told you.
Speaking of Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Right, that's reality show. What's the name of her show?
Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Don't act like you don't know. Yeah,
which
don't
obviously
you
I
dare don't. Pull that with me.
Again, I only know what Joel McHale tells me. As you know, the world is slated to end sometime later this year.
Right.
According to the Mayan calendar. So Spike TV is doing a series called Last Family on Earth, which will give the winner an underground fortified bunker as a grand prize.
Really?
Network says 15% of the population still believe the world will end, you know, right before Christmas. And the show will test the family's ability to figure out their best course of action if one of several things happens, be it a pandemic, a global government or economic collapse, a nuclear war, a nuclear meltdown, a solar flare or asteroid hitting the Earth, or a lethal climatic change like a polar shift or something like that. Winning family gets to move into their bunker just before the end of the year/world, and then they get to survive, maybe. Okay, got that.
That's a reality show.
And meanwhile, a Dutch company wants to do a reality show that would send people to a colony on Mars for the rest of their lives.
Man, just anything can be a reality. They got a reality show coming up called Women in Wheelchairs. Have you heard about
what?
That? Yeah.
What in the world?
Women in Wheelchairs.
Oh, I had thought of it.
Yeah. That's a reality show that's going to be starting up. I saw the promo for it.
All right. Are they actually wheelchair bound or do they put
people I think they're actually wheelchair bound.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
That end of the world thing just those guys another excuse not to shop for Christmas.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Well, they conveniently
tell everybody
in
Come
the
on,
world
man.
Right
yeah,
before
if
Christmas.
They, if a late year wedding anniversary after that, you know, after doing those things. Okay, and again, they wouldn't be on TV if people wouldn't watch.
Exactly. So. And they're cheap to make, right?
That's right. Yep.
Don't have to pay high-priced actors $1 million a show and stuff like that.
723, a South Carolina mom was arrested last week for cheering at her daughter's high school graduation.
Saw that.
Shannon Cooper knew cheering was supposed to be forbidden at South Florence High School's graduation ceremony, but when The time came, couldn't contain herself, telling local television, I just got up and said, you made it, baby, yeah. She may be the first one in four generations in South Carolina. You never know.
True.
That's right. That's right. She may become Miss Teen America. Yeah.
She said it was just a regular cheer, but police disagreed.
And they, what, up against the wall, lady?
She was escorted out of the Civic Center in handcuffs.
Oh, no. Was she really?
They had issued a warning before that it began that there would be no cheering for individual students. And, you know, this is really swatting a fly with a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
I, you know, having been to a couple of high school graduations recently, people do make fools of themselves.
But that's their right.
Well, yeah, as long as you're not impinging on the surroundings and the enjoyment of others.
I would not disagree with that. I would not disagree with that. You know, but at the same time, the police did have to slightly intervene at one of the graduation ceremonies I was at because someone brought an air horn. So, you know,
that's not good.
That got taken up. You know, hey, come on, pass it in. Let's go.
But no
handcuffs or anything like that. Yeah. But at the same time, as we had the discussion on here, and I know we're up against a break, it's high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly right.
Really?
Okay. That'd be enough. Yep. Right there.